This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Gregory Copley is my colleague. He's the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batzler, and now for our King Charles Report. I mention, because I read the London media, because you don't have to, Gregory. You're more keen on the Australian media. We're both colonials. But for a conversation that went the wrong way, I would be a member of the Commonwealth as you are. However, we pay attention to King Charles. His inauguration is set for springtime of this year. Right now, the King Charles Report continues to say that the King and his family are working very hard in their royal duties. At the same time, all the attention of the London media right now is of a new book by Prince Harry, who is alienated from his family and unhappy in the way that second sons or younger sons have been alienated and unhappy in royal families. For 1,000 years, 2,000 years, I don't know. There's no end to this. I mentioned that what's important is King Charles and his work, what he does to buoy the English and the Scots and the Welsh and the Irish people through this very bad patch they're having. So stepping aside from the celebrity of Prince Harry, the King, what is your measure of his conduct during these days?
Oh, well, the King's conduct has been impeccable and flawless. He literally knows exactly what he has to do and is doing it in terms of raising and maintaining the prestige of Britain and the Crown through this period, even before the coronation. The royal family, the core of the royal family, has been undertaking major diplomatic initiatives around the world at a time when the actual elected government itself has been under fire and is harassed. You've had the key members of the royal family going to various parts of the world, particularly in Africa and the United States and Europe, as diplomats and effecting incredible improvements in the profile of Britain and the diplomatic access and leverage of Britain. We had, for example, Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, who arrived in Cyprus today. So today and tomorrow, she's in the island state of Cyprus, meeting with the government there. And Cyprus is really critical because it controls, if you like, it's the floating aircraft carrier in the Eastern Mediterranean. It's right there. And there are two British sovereign military bases there, which are actually British territory. So Princess Anne is visiting those and visiting the UN buffer zone between the Republic of Cyprus and the Turkish occupied area of northern Cyprus. So she's going to look at, meet with the British regiments who are there on the peacekeepers on the UN buffer zone, and she'll visit the UN forces in the sovereign bases and in the big intelligence bases there in the Troodos Mountains. Now, this is and working, of course, with the Cypriot government. So this is going to do an awful lot of good. And we saw the Countess of Wessex, for example, Princess Sophie, who was in Cyprus last June, but she was also throughout Africa meeting with heads of state and the like. And we're starting to see this improvement in Britain's influence in Africa, particularly. We saw what the Princess of Wales did in terms of the diplomacy with Britain in the United States just by their visit to Boston recently, which really won over a lot of people who saw that the whining of the new California hippie couple, Prince Harry, and Duchess, the Countess of the Duchess of Sussex, they've been put basically back in the corner. This new book, is being literally just making people in Britain extremely angry because it's basically seen as a whining of a spoiled child.
What is the opinion in Australia? We just have about 30 seconds of the book. Is there a public acceptance or rejection?
I think people are fairly indifferent to it. They liked Prince Harry when he was out there before he became alienated from the family. He was very popular in Australia. But it's not the same Prince Harry that we knew then. Right. So Australians are basically still 80% statistically in favor of the crown,
right.
So that's not changing at all.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the King Charles Report. The King is busy looking to his coronation in May of this year. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.